Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know, I've seen improvement. I think, other than a couple games, I think we've, been in the heat of the battle. You know, we've lost our share of close ones, and we've won our share of close ones. I think, regardless of where it's been or what position you coach, I think you try to play complementary football, put your guys in the best position to have success, looking at matchups, trying to create them. I think our guys have done a good job of competing for four quarters, and we've had opportunities to win some more close games than we did. But I think you learn how to play, and in that situation, put yourself over the hump. And I think we're getting better in that area. We're not there yet, but so from that standpoint, I kind of like where we are. I think we've shown improvement in that area. Hasn't been all peachy as far as injuries and health of our football team with, some certain guys. But I think when we can kind of increase that moving forward, I think we're moving in the right direction. Well, I think everybody is, John. I think, one of the things you try to create is a player culture. They're the guys that play the game. Sure, coaches are part of it. We've got systems, we've got schemes. But at the end of the day, they have to execute. And, the term team, together everybody accomplishes more. And doing it for your teammates, doing things for somebody bigger than yourself, I think helps create, a chemistry, an edge, whatever word or label you want to put on it. And it's empowering guys to lead. And I think ultimately, at least in my experience with different teams, different championship teams, is you had that, and whether, it's been here with the Bears, guys, things, teams you've experienced or, along the way, things I've experienced, I think, it's something you try to build and establish, and, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a minute, and, I think we're developing it. We're not a finished product by any stretch. Well, I mean, he's done it all season. I think he missed, a game and a half. He missed the second half of the Arizona game and, wasn't able to play against Seattle. So for six quarters, when he wasn't in there, you feel it. I think, the rest of the games, he gives you a chance. I think it's part of the reason why we've had success on third down offensively. And he's had a variety of receivers. I think it's not an excuse. It's just a reality. And, when you figure that in, I think he's had a very good season. Well, I think they earned that. I mean, those guys did that. I didn't do it. Their coaches didn't do it. They did it. And so, this profession is about opportunity. And guys, when opportunity knocks, you bust the door down. And it doesn't matter whether you're a first-round pick or a college free agent, or seventh-round pick. It doesn't really matter. It's just a matter of producing when you're on the field. And we're in a production business. So regardless of how old they are, the key is to perform. And, I think it's always beneficial when you, we've gotten younger. We were one of the older rosters in the league a year ago. We've made a conscious effort to get younger. And, I think in some of those guys' cases, it'll help us moving forward.